Thank you, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us to be broadcast worldwide over the internet. I welcome everyone listening in through BBS. Today it is March 9th, 2020. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. And a few people have joined in already. Good evening. Welcome to the call. If you want to, feel free to say name and location.
Hey, Harsh. This is Jere in Finland. Hey,
everybody. Hello, Jere. Welcome.
Hey.
It's the hey, Jere. Hi.
Antonio. Welcome.
Hi, Harsh. Hey, Jere.
Hey, Antonio.
Who else?
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Mary-Eileen.
Mary-Eileen, welcome.
Hi, Mary-Eileen.
Who is the other female?
I think that's all who are here.
Oh.
I think Mary-Eileen counts double.
Ah. We have Mary-Eileen.
Yep.
All right.
Monday or Tuesday.
Did you change the time in U.S. yesterday?
Saturday. Well, 2 a.m., I guess, early Sunday morning.
Oh, so it changed. Okay.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yesterday when I was coming to the call, it just was just finishing when I came. I was like,
oh.
Okay. And I thought the times changed.
You don't have time changed at all, or do you?
Yeah, we do too, but...
Okay. Combination with Europe. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Debbie from California.
Hello, Debbie Dolphin. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Debbie, you.
Hi, Debbie Dolphin.
Hello, you guys.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello, sweetheart. Funny boys and girls.
I like that name. And then I like saying it, too.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Everybody.
Hi, Don.
And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, isn't everyone? Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Yetta. Hi, Antonio. Hi, Mary-Eileen.
Hey. Hi, Don. Are you still feeding the chipmunks or the squirrels?
Shirley, that's
oh,
for
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah. I'm not allowed to feed the cats, though. I'll get evicted.
Oh.
Yeah, I have some alley cats that usually the neighbor feeds them, but everybody got a notice on their door that you're not allowed to feed the alley cats.
Oh.
Oh.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
June 5th. 2017, Wynn and Terry in Sedona.
Just so you know, it is 2020.
Everywhere.
Disregard the background.
I would do a call tonight on all kinds of odds and ends.
All right.
That I think are important to put out. All right. And
this is Wynn playing a recording.
One of the things is that I want to mention.
He's not here. He cannot
detail,
hear you.
Some of the alternative things.
Is it possible maybe to take food further away for the cats and not in front of the house or in the, so it doesn't bother the landlord or whoever?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way to avoid the cameras in the alley. And yeah, there's got to be a way.
The cats could eat the squirrels.
Oh, they go for the birds. They chase the squirrels, yeah.
You gotta be like a ninja.
Yeah.
A ninja with spray paint. Spray those cameras.
Yeah, there you go. That's an idea. Oh, I don't need those kind of ideas.
Being a little naughty, but for a good cause.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to have animals?
I have two cats indoors, but...
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda.
Good evening, Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, all.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Tanya. Hi, Wanda. Is that Yere?
Yeah.
Hey, did I do it right? Yere?
Yes.
Is it better than it was?
Hello, Yere.
Okay, good. I'm working on it.
Close enough.
Hey, Wanda. Yeah.
Nice to hear.
But did you get my email address?
No, I was trying to ask for it. I didn't get it. And
Jeannie is supposed to... It's on the Saturday website.
Oh, yeah, I asked for the Saturday list, but they said that you're not on the Saturday list.
Yeah, no, I'm on there. I'm on there. Should be. The newer one, anyway.
Yeah.
The newer version.
And his cartoons are on there.
Oh, okay. I'll find it there. Cool. Thank you.
I'm excited to see your frog.
Yeah.
So tonight's the big hockey game for the NHL.
Pretty quiet response.
Which one is that?
I mean, oh, great.
No.
Yeah, super hockey. All right.
Who's playing?
I love hockey.
64 degrees here today. No hockey.
My grandson's team won gold yesterday.
Wow.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
My grandson's on the.
How much gold did they win?
They have like 20 some teams in the city, you know, and they won gold.
How many carats?
Cool.
There's 14 kids on the team, or 16 kids on the team, and their name was Penguins, age 10 till 13.
Cool. Oh, that's neat. That's really cool. Congratulations.
I got gold before, but it was chocolate inside of it.
All of us parents and grandparents were yelling.
Welcome to next door. Your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
You guys still make the best hockey players.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening, Janine. Welcome.
Hello, thank you. Hi, everybody.
The team that kept on whipping everybody all year was an all-girls team. And in the end, these guys won them out a few games.
Wow.
Everybody said the girls were playing dirty.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, there are any girls in the NHL?
Girls got bronze in the end.
That's cool that there's a girls team. I like that. That's great.
Well, like there's like the team that my grandson is on. There's one girl on the team and a whole bunch of boys.
Usually they weed themselves out about junior high age. The girls tend to go towards something else, or they're really, really, really sports minded, you know, and they'll stick with it.
They have to try out for the teams and then they get placed on the teams.
Okay. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Juliet in Okemos, Michigan.
Welcome, Juliet.
Thank you, Juliet. Hello.
Is there any female players in the NHL?
I would think no.
There was one that was trying to get in, and they wouldn't let her in.
Yeah, it's still men only.
I thought there was one that, and I think she played goalie. I can't remember what team she was on.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the girl named Wickenheiser? Famous hockey player? She's really good. She's a coach now for a whole bunch of the girls' teams. And she played the Olympics and everything. She came from Saskatchewan.
It's nice
most
to girls
have
opportunities nowadays.
Where did that come from?
Oh, she got that.
I'm checking on
my, my cousin has three girls, and they're triplets. They're all born the same time, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
And they play on a roller derby team called Triple Threat.
Wow.
And,
good for them.
And they're one of the top.
They're getting a lot of exercise. That's really
a... Yeah, they're one of the top of the league. They come down to the United States and play all different girls' teams down there.
Oh, that's really nice.
You said they were all born at the same time?
Yeah,
I would hope one after the other.
I think that's what she meant.
Was that an echo that was going?
Yeah, but I couldn't determine where it came from. Good evening, Rock. Is there a conference call? Please say a name and location.
Nick from Perth.
Hey, Nick. Welcome.
Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Thank
you, everyone. Thank you.
We have Nick and Yedek both on.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Australia and Finland represented.
Yeah.
Yep. Netherlands.
Yep, yep.
And the Netherlands, too, kind of sure.
Yep.
Right. Wow.
Welcome to the next call. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome. Janine, it's your call. Your
feedback?
Muted.
Yes.
Hi, Jane.
So, I muted Janine in Salt Lake.
Oh, okay.
And now the problem has gone. So, Jane, welcome you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Thank you for being
here.
Hi,
Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Jane.
Hello.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say a name or location.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, hi. 60
yes.
Minutes did a piece about that big skating, annual skating event you guys hold in Holland.
Yes, what about it?
Say the name of it.
The Elf Staden Tocht.
Yeah, that's
the one. Gosh.
Did you ever participate?
Oh,
no.
The elephant stays in where?
It's translated. It means the 11 city tour.
Ah.
Oh. Okay.
It's
that's
a very
much
north,
easier
north...
to say.
Yeah.
I never even said that on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
It's in
people
the northern.
Like 100 miles continuously without stopping, and then they collapse at the finish line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
yeah. Sounds like a riot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lots of fun for the spectators.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a Holland, Michigan.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, me too. What the funny was, I worked in. Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
It's Wynn Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Good evening, Wynn.
I worked in Holland, Michigan, and then I was in a hotel in Zeeland, and it's the province I'm from in Holland.
Oh, Zeeland?
Zeeland, yes, yeah.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Now, they're on the line tonight?
What's your question, Ben?
Yeti and Nick are on the line. We're circling the world tonight.
You're Jerry, to you.
Terry.
I have a real good friend that comes from Holland. His name's Terry Gwaltman.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. Would you rather have a chat or would you rather hear a replay?
What's the replay about?
A replay.
Is Lauren on tonight?
And well, you know what? I called him, and his number wasn't working. I was going to invite him to come on and talk because I know he has a lot to share. And
yeah, he's very interesting.
What kind of chat will it be?
Antonio, call him up.
That Monday night a few weeks ago was really good with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I told him I would do it tonight. He didn't call me. And
if I could call him, maybe he forgot.
Yeah, but he's not. There's something wrong with his line. It's like it says, this number is not working. You can try him. Go ahead.
Maybe it's just Mercury retrograde.
Probably experimenting on his
I'll give him a call. See what happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello to everybody in BBS. You know what? We are doing a casual call tonight, whatever. Monday is our
wild card
night. And since we started doing Whole Planet Healing, which has been quite amazing, there's nothing more to talk about. Well, there is. You know, we've covered so much material. You guys, if there's anyone listening on BBS, I never know. Send me an email. I just want to see how many emails I get. Winfree@yahoo.com. WinnFree. Okay?
And, it'd be nice if we could link to that somehow.
What, BBS?
Yes.
Well, people could call in on BBS and ask a question, you know? And, you know, one of the things I realize, here's something I'll share with you while we're waiting for Antonio. You know, we have covered so much territory, and I mean, we can go digging deeper and say, what haven't we talked about? And I do that on Sundays. But the thing about it, hello, we'd like to say your name and your city.
Antonio in California.
Antonio in California.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Antonio.
Hello, everyone.
Don, give us the lottery number, Don.
Any luck?
So
I called him, and his phone just rang.
Did you hear it say Google?
All right.
Google.
Yeah,
Mars.
The Google.
Here he is.
Google.
Here he is.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Blessings, Terry.
Thank you on the...
It said the Google Fi subscriber is not available.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Got to pay his bill.
Maybe he's just out of the area.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe he just, you know, drove away somewhere far.
Yep.
Maybe he's on an airplane right now.
Well, we tried.
Yep.
So,
we all have to just think about him together, and maybe he'll call in a few minutes.
We'll see.
Good idea.
We'll
Who's
see.
That?
Lauren. I was gonna talk with him tonight. Okay.
Does he know? Because oftentimes he doesn't get home yet.
Well, I told him a few days ago, you know, but I didn't make it like a scheduled appointment, you know.
Okay.
And there's time change too.
If you show up, we'll do it.
Did I hear a ding?
Nope.
You might have.
Nope.
I think I'm hearing the things from Whole Planet Healing.
Yeah, there's that.
It's called tinnitus.
Yeah. There you go. Ding-a-ling.
Well, you know what that means, don't you, Antonio?
I do not.
It means you're getting dingy.
they
hearing
call
dings.
They say ding-dong in America. What do they say in Finland in there? Well, how do they say it there?
Bim-bom. Basically the same, just you.
Okay.
With a B instead of a D.
Are you talking about the Ding Dong snack cakes?
You know, hi.
Only allowed in the United States.
Hi, you mentioned you looked up that woman Jane while I was talking about her, right?
Yes.
And you're the one that said she's in Utah. She's a Mormon, right?
I didn't say she was a Mormon, but she seemed like a Elohim soul, and she's in Utah, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, she comes from a family of 9 people, right?
12 or 13.
Mormon.
She's a really good if anyone has never, doesn't understand what an Elohim soul Mormon is like, how many of you recognize that energy?
Oh, yeah. I know a whole family, and they're all girls with one boy. There's 5 girls and 1 boy in the family, and they live in a small community and went to school with my kid here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm talking about then. You know, the Mormon...
They're totally different than everybody else. Like, totally different. And they got smile pasted on them and this high spirit energy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a Mormon got mad at me once. I was working on my sister's car in the driveway, and him and, like, his partner walked up, and he asked me, "Do you have time to talk?" And I was like, "I'm kind of busy working on this car, but you can go ahead and talk." And then he said, how many gods do you think there are?" And I said, "Well, there's probably different gods for different people." And he yelled at me and he said, "No, there's only one God."
That was fast.
You know, he's a Mormon.
Yeah.
Jehovah's Witness or something.
Good evening, Ross. Please say your name and location. A giggle will do. Welcome, Helen.
Yeah, is that Helen?
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Hi, Helen.
So you're kind of coming in late. You know you were going to be interviewed tonight, right, Helen?
No.
Well, you want me to tell you something funny about this Mormon family? The father, before he came here, they were in this other small town over in the middle of the prairies of Canada. And wow. He built a great big huge boat from scratch. And he's like a great big ship. Like, what are you going to do with a ship on the prairies?
On the prairie. Waiting for the flood, I guess.
Wheat prairies. Like, you know, there's no...
What's his name, Noah?
Catherine, the only water go around.
Crazy.
He could have been Noah in his last life.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Mormon missionaries used to work with me at Seward, and they would help out in the kitchen and do dishes and help cook. And yes, their energy was very high level, and I very much appreciated their help and their services, and how they help care for others was really amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you all heard my story about the Mormons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did you know there was Mormons in Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
There's a Mormon town in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They're scattered in little bunches everywhere. And then the Mormons, when they have celebrations where they all get together, and they all go into one group, and there'll be thousands or hundreds or thousands of them all together, like, and they join. And they do that every few months, in the summer more so than in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
In summer, it's like every month. That's what they do. I know lots of Mormon girls. I know, like, I'm friends with lots of them. just happened to be mm-hmm. that way. I'm friends with all different types of people, actually.
Well, they probably like you because you have an evolved
call
energy.
Me Mom.
Yeah. You know, it was one of the first things that blew my mind, that whole Mormon thing. It really blew my mind because it was not fathomable.
Fathomable.
That's all right. Thank you. It was not, I mean, you know, I think up to that time, I was only talking to these guys privately with Daphne and with Terry, and just keep saying to myself, they can't be who they say they are. You know, I kept saying that. I mean, how could they be who they say they are? Why are they talking to me? And when Terry and I went to Mesa, Arizona, and the waitress, I said, what's the town known for? She said, Mormons. And the waitress, she said it was one of the early settlements of the Mormons, and they have a temple there and everything. And I knew that the Mormons used the word Elohim for God. And so we went back to the motel. And, of course, I said, you don't mean for me to introduce myself to the Mormons? And here I go. I'm telling the old stories. But it was mind-blowing. It was like goosebumps all the way back to L.A. And then when I asked them why they started the church, they said, well, there were a bunch of Elohim souls that were willing to come into this realm and try to lift the vibration here and try to change the course of things that were already in motion back then. And that was in the 1860s, okay? Somewhere around there. And then I asked them why they started the Mormons. And they said, there are all these Elohim souls. That's right. And then I started to think about Mormons that I knew. Because I knew, at one point years ago, when I did this multi-level marketing company with Terry, it was a Mormon company from management to the upline. And they were doing these meetings. And at the time, I could feel the love, loving energy. And it's probably why I joined that company, one of the reasons. And then, you know, I kept thinking about it. And I looked at Mormons that I knew, and I used to think they were kind of special, but I didn't understand why, and they were different. And they could hold their energy was really high. And they were good at multi-level marketing because they were good at creating group energies and family feelings. And feelings of belonging, which is one of the things at that time that would make multi-level marketing work, okay? People would come more to be part of the group than to make money. I mean, they wanted to make money, but, you know, the group energy kept them motivated. And then I looked at Mormons and I said, you know what? They tend to be really good looking in general. And they tend to have a lot of vitality. And then I said, okay, there are new souls in this realm. Their DNA has not been screwed up. And then I thought about how they how they could be very focused. They could do things and carry them through. And I said, okay, they come from being creators, so they can create. They don't know this. They don't know their Elohim souls, okay? That would have been too much to tell them. And then, what were some of the other things? They took care of each other better than any other religion I ever heard of. If somebody was in good standing with them, they would pay their rent if they ran out of money until they got on their feet. What a good support, huh?
No.
But the thing that really got me is they don't have the wisdom of this realm. It's very unlikely you'll see a Mormon with street smarts, okay? And they cling to each other to be able to hold the energy and feel a sense of belonging, because they have a very hard time connecting with, in a close way with normal people. And, you know, as I was thinking all of that, I said, man, that all fits together. This must be true, okay? And you know, I remember, because, you know, when we got back from the restaurant where the waitress said, it's known for Mormons, and I went in the phone book and I saw there were 60 Mormon churches in this, you know, not that big a town, okay? It's pretty big, but, you know, not a big city or anything. It's a lot of churches for a little town. And we did a channeling, and I said, you don't mean for me to connect with the Mormons, do you? And they said, there's a small group here that will be open to you. And I said, how do I find that group? And they said, go to the church on Grand Avenue. Now, they don't usually do stuff like that, okay? I mean, even now, they don't like, hello, would you like to see your name in your city? Would you like to say your name in your city? So, we're not doing a very formal call tonight. In fact,
Vin, you know what I thought of? What we can do is, if any Mormons are listening on BBS radio, to invite them to call into BBS if they want to share anything.
Well,
I have the phone number here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 888. Oh, you want me to do it or not?
Go ahead. Put it on.
So if you want to call into BBS Radio and want to share your thoughts here on the show, you can call 888-429-5471.
Mm-hmm.
888-429-5471.
And another thing, when a Mormon happens to find us, they feel the energy, usually. I won't say every time, but every time I can think of, they feel the energy on the call faster and easier than other people, okay? And Cecil, are you there?
No, Cecil is not here.
You know, Cecil happens to be a Mormon. Did you guys know that?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get him excommunicated, though, because he still goes to the church and still is in good standing. And, you know, at one point, the second time Daphne and I got together. And we were driving across the country. And actually, we decided we were going to visit Carlo Ruckert and David Wilcock, who was living at Carlo's house. Did you guys hear this story?
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Don't remember.
You mean I have a story I haven't told you?
They're all great stories.
We got into Anchorage, and we were gonna get a motel. And I said, let's drive by Carla's house. And it was probably a little bit late-ish, like 10 p.m. or something. And we drove by Carla's house, and Daphne said, I want to go in, say hello. And I said, no, I don't want to knock on the door this late. And before I could say anything else, she opened the door of the car, jumped out, and ran towards the door. And I had already talked to Carla on the phone, and I met her at one of the UFO conferences in Laughlin, Nevada, where I drove there especially to see her. And I went by myself, and I was going, you know, I got there the night before, I think, and she was in her room, and I went over. They told me what room it was, and I went there with my guitar, and I said, I'll break the ice and I'll play some songs. I was in my troubadour hat. And then we got along great. And she had a table where they were selling Law of One books. She was a speaker. And I told her, you know, I'd be happy to stay at your table and sell some books. And apparently I sold more books in the couple hours I was there than they did at the whole show. And so we had the beginnings. That was the first beginning of our connection. And then then when we parked in front of her house in Anchorage, Kentucky, and Daphne jumped out of the door, and I said, no, and she wouldn't listen to me. She knocked on the door, and Carla answered, and Carla was very gracious, and at that point I had to walk up to the door, and she said, well, I told her, we didn't mean to disturb you, but Daphne knocked on the door, and she said, oh, that's fine. Stop breathing into the phone. You're not muted, whoever is. And Carla said, went to the stairs and yelled up and said, David, guess who's here? And David and I had never met before. And David was very paranoid about anyone coming unexpected to his home. So David came down, and he said hello to Daphne. And went back upstairs. And so when I called the next day, Carla said, David is furious that we violated his free will by coming to the door unannounced. So David wouldn't see me anymore on that thing. I thought we weren't ever going to finish the book at that point. But Carla and Daphne and I got together. Maybe we stayed a couple of days in Anchorage, and we did a lot of channelings. We did some amazing channelings there. And in one of the channelings, they were saying I should be a catalyst to get the energy together between me, Carla, and David. Hi, do you see us making all that noise?
I'm muted one line. I don't hear noise now.
Okay. All right. And they did this long channeling about how everything would work better if we were a team, and that I should send the channeling to David. And I said, no, he's not going to go for that. He already is pissed off at me. And I don't remember if I sent it to him or not. But for the next months, all I heard from him was how we violated his free will by knocking at the door. And I'm not surprised he reacted that way, because I know how he is or was. And and I knew it was a mistake for Daphne to run out of the car and knock on the door. So we did have a good time. We had some fraternization with Carla. And prior to that, I had been calling Carla up on the phone, and she would always talk to me. And I was telling her about Daphne and how we were channeling, and I would read her the channelings or send them to her. And I was trying to get her confirmation that this was a positive source that we were talking with. And she never gave it, but she never denied it either. She just listened, and she said, that sounds very interesting. And it wasn't until years later, when she was co-hosting with me, that she made the comment that she trusted Terry's channelings. And then she also said she never met anyone that understood the law of one as good as I did, which was an amazing compliment from her. So in any case, that's my story. And I haven't started playing a replay, and I think I will. You know, we have thousands and thousands of conversations with this source that calls himself the Council of Elohim. And then, a few years ago, maybe five, they announced that they were going to join with the Ra group and they would both be present when we were channeling. And I was a little nervous about that. I said, but it's been both groups ever since. And I didn't think Carla would accept that. Okay? I thought, this is the end of Carla. But she did. Okay? And let's see what we got here. Okay. This is going to be a wild card replay because I couldn't, there's something wrong with this website and I couldn't preview it to see what it was going to be about. So we don't have very much time and I'm going to forward it towards the end and see if there's a channeling there. We have 42, we only have
15 minutes.
So let's see what we got.
What we're learning is that you could change your trajectory and
change can be come about as, and connecting with each and every person that wishes to be connected with
planets through the outer energy fields of planet Earth.
All individuals on the Earth are
muted
to work with, for they need to use some sort of movement in their life that is powered through their intelligence, through their movements, to bring about the sort of a life that they would wish. And one of the things that individuals learn is that a lot of what is brought to them is brought to them through other people. And so they need to learn to direct this flow with the taking into account of the sources of what is being brought to them and the honoring of those sources. In order to make a change, the one who is bringing about the detrimental condition really needs to have the idea that a change needs to come about. If one is trying to force another and the other is trying to force the first one, then you have a stalemate and you have perhaps communication by force. And one can overcome the other. However, in doing this, then one may pick up karma and one may get totally sidetracked into a few lifetimes or more of working through that karma. We tell you a story of change. One of the things that we brought about on the call a few years ago was a clearing in one of the states of the United States where the Indians had lived, and then the white people had come and had totally taken over the Indians, had killed the Indians, had built houses where they had planes to roam, and had totally destroyed the Indian way of life. And the Indians, the Indian leader, whose name was Blue Feather, he was very determined that he would hold the line and he would place a curse on all settlers, all people that were living there. And he rallied his people, what were left of them, as ghosts. And they then began to place curses on the houses. They began to haunt the houses. They began to scare the people. So when it was asked that there be some kind of a change of resolution and easing of what was going on there, because people were starting to move away. The Elohim on the call showed up with the instrument exterior and saw the Indian blue feather, a tall Indian, strong and very willful. The Indian blue feather saw the Elohim and the spirit of Terry and began to express vehement and vicious anger, indicating that all white people that came into the area would be scared and driven away and killed. And the Elohim told him that they didn't want to change anything about it, and that they understood his passion for protecting his people, in that he had worked so hard, and they totally got his position, and the difficulty and the stress that he had been under all of these hundreds of years working towards bringing his people back to the land. And they again stressed that they did not want to change him. They didn't want to turn him around in his resolve to kill all the white people there. But what they did, they saw that they were very concerned about him. And they told him that he needed a break, that they could see he was working so hard and he was so stressed. He needed a break for his very own self to renew himself. And then they brought down a column of light next to him, and they asked him to step into the column of light, and he said no, he would not. And they said that this column of light would renew him and bring him some relief, and that it would not hurt him, and it was not a bad thing for him to step into. So he stuck one hand in it, and nothing bad happened. And so he stuck a foot into it, and nothing bad happened. And then he stepped into it, and he began, as the rays of the concentric rays of the tunnel of light began to de-stress him and give him some relief, he began to smile, and then he began to laugh, and he began to feel some relief. And he started to laugh, and he said, oh, this is good. And then with this, the way he was feeling so much better, he allowed them to take him in the tunnel of light to the higher realms, where he could get full healing. So that is a story of change. It is with the participation of the person realizing that there is something that could be done better, that there was something that could be changed, that the person could get relief. And for the other person, that there was a better way, not to force someone to change. That is our story. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. And it is 6:56. We got a couple of emails from people. Roger in Austin, Texas said, how can anyone giggle with a closed heart? I get the point. I love you all. Thank you, Roger. You know, you see, that giggling is as important as everything else we do. It's letting people loosen up, letting people not take everything so seriously. Because some of you are doing it. Some of you are in pain and stress. And how do you get out of the stress? And they were making the point that they hear they brought this column of light next to this Indian, and he didn't want to take it. Okay. He took a little bit of coercing for him to try it. And so I hope you all will keep coming back. And if you're in that place of learning to have more joy, to go out and emanate it and share it. And if you're in that place where you're struggling with issues, to keep the vision and change the trajectory, because you can do it. It's been done. It may not happen overnight. You're carrying patterns that may be lifetimes long, and it may take a while of holding the vision to get that pattern to lift from you. But
I would like to say something. That the Indian didn't take coercing. The Indian took a little education.
Okay, education. Thank you. Education is better than coercing. The word should have been encouragement and knowledge rather than coercing. Okay.
Yes.
On that note, it's 6:58. We're supposed to be off by 6:55. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you Wednesday when we answer your questions. And special thanks for Terry for bringing through that message.
All right. This is the end of this recording.
Okay. We got 2 minutes. That was a replay. That was not me live. And an interesting side comment to that is the area they were talking about where everybody built happened to be Sedona, where we were living.
No, it was Dakota. It was either North or South Dakota.
Oh, okay. You know what? Didn't we have a similar thing in Sedona?
Well, you and I was talking to some of the Indian spirits here, which was very interesting, but that's another story.
But it was a similar complaint, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like the shaman was like that guy too. But, I don't want to go into the story right now.
No, we don't have time.
That's another story.
Okay. But in any case, Terry used to do that, and I said, is she nuts? I learned otherwise. Well, if anyone is new that happens to be listening in tonight, this was our wild card night, where we kind of just get loose and the people that are regulars, I think, they have said what they did to that Indian who was, he was on the other side when this happened, what they did to him.
No, what they did with him.
With him. Thank you. What they did with him. Some of the people on this call have had a similar experience. Perhaps not with a vortex of light, but with feeling energies coming into them on the call. And they do that to people, with people on this call who are open to having that experience. And when it happens, you feel lighter inside, you feel stress go away, and it happens quite often to people who are regulars. And it's kind of amazing. And on that note, it's now 6:56. We're going to be going over to Whole Planet Healing. And the phone number, if you happen to be listening, this is not on BBS, is 712 770-4340. I'll give you a moment to get your pencil. 712-770-4340. And you don't have to identify yourself. You can just listen in. And then the code is 250-513-pound. 250-513-pound. And we play little excerpts of Elohim sessions. Either we play them or we read them, like 5, 6, 7 minute sessions. And then we do a planetary healing. And many people feel this energy come in during the call. And someone new just has to be skeptical and explore it and see what happens with them. So on that note, I'll
unmuted.
Hi, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, Cecil.
Cecil, we were talking about you, Cecil.
Oh, that's why my ears were burning.
Thank you, Wynn.
All right.
Thank you.
Much love to you all. See you at Hope Planet Healing.
Goodbye.